We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we've got a special guest on the phone line, star studded tonight. This one, another one of the best Twitter follows in the NFL. This being Brian Baldinger. You can follow him at BaldyNFL and Baldy's Breakdowns, which have become kind of part of the football season here in New Orleans, certainly. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us, man.
Yeah, Zach, Deuce, good to be with you guys, man. I'm sure you're having a lot of fun talking about this one coming up.
It's not bad. It's always exciting when you're still talking football during the conference championship weekend, right?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you're still alive, and all the goals are still, you know, within reach. And, you know, now it's just a question of making sure nothing falls between the cracks, you know, and that, you know, maybe you start off on Sunday without throwing an interception on the first play. And, you know, you kind of go from there, you know, where you give yourself a better opportunity.
Look, we can only go up from where we started the last game, right? Like, it only gets better from there, so that we got that going for us. Baldy, you do so much film breakdown. I think it's great. The fans really get to see a unique perspective and someone with obviously a lot of football knowledge. So I know you've went back. You've watched a lot of tape from the Rams game against the Dallas Cowboys, and I think the big takeaway from this game is just how dominant they were in the running game. What did they do against Dallas that led to so much success?
Man, be honest with you, Zach, they just blacked them up. I mean, they didn't do anything real fancy. I mean, they ran a couple, you know, fly sweeps and things like that everybody does now. But, I mean, they just inside zone, man. They just moved those defensive tackles and they lifted them and they put in the laps of those linebackers. A lot of the plays, I mean, 273 yards, 200-yard backs. I mean, Dallas, they hadn't done anything like that. I mean, they had really been stingy against the run. But they really kind of looked at all the movement and stunts that they had up front, and, you know, they really made them pay. They really didn't allow the penetration that they had been getting against a lot of teams, and they were shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot on their double teams, and they were just real tight with their blocking up front, and, you know, they moved them off the ball. You know, they moved them back, and they won the line of scrimmage.
Baldy, with Sheldon Rankins not being available because of Achilles injuries, you know, do you feel like that they're going to make, a stronger effort, and that being the Rams, to run the ball just because they have been successful the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think, Deuce, that they were going to do it regardless. I mean, I think everybody respects what kind of a player Sheldon Rankins is. You know, I certainly do. But that Stallworth came in, he played really well. He's really stout at the point. He got a chance to play some during the season. And so, I mean, the Eagles didn't have any more success once Sheldon Rankins went out of the game. I mean, they still struggled to run the ball the rest of the game. That happened pretty early in the game. But, you know, I think the Rams, you know, that's what they want to do right now. The C.J. Anderson has been given, I think he's on his fourth team now in the last year. He's been given a new life, and he's really embracing his opportunities. And he's been really good. Now, you know, the Saints have been much better against the run all year long. So they're going to get tested, but I think they really want to set up all their play action that they're really good at with a strong running game up front.
Baldy, there was a lot of discussion after the Chicago game, a game where I think that was the one contest this year that you saw the Rams look well, not very good offensively. They obviously struggled a lot. And there was a lot of talk coming out after that game about, well, you know, the Bears didn't chase all the play actions. They weren't coming downhill. They weren't giving up these huge gaps behind them. And then the discussion continued into the next week when Philadelphia went out there and got a win on the road. Is that something – is there anything to that? Is there anything to teams not chasing downhill immediately following Todd Gurley all over the place? Or is that kind of conjecture?
Yeah. No, there's something to that because they do it so frequently. You know, where they pull the ball out and go max protection and run those, you know, two-man speedo routes down the field. And, you know, that's sort of what has put them at the top of the charts in offense over the last 2 years is that sort of combination. Now, you know, Vic Fangio that day, he kept a lot of safeties back, and they were ready, prepared to surrender some runs. It was cold that day. It was windy. Neither quarterback threw the ball well that day. They were affected by just being in the Windy City. So, I mean, that was part of it, too. But at the same time, You have seen teams now. I mean, the Denver Broncos held them to 23 points. You have seen teams surrender a lot of rush yards, but they were not going to get beat over the top. And there is some philosophy to that, a little bend and not break and not give up the big play. And so there's enough of that on tape where you can see Todd Gurley run for 200 yards like he did against Denver, but yet they scored 23 points. So, I mean, I think you got to kind of pick your poison a little bit sometimes.
Baldy, is there a storyline, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams for either team, that's something we can look for? I mean, because when you look at it, these teams are, you know, look to be pretty evenly matched. But is there a player, or, you know, is it special teams? Is it the kickers? Is it Taysom Hill on special teams? What is one storyline that you'll follow?
Well, Deuce, you've been in the booth all year. So has anybody covered Michael Thomas yet? Anybody?
No,
I mean,
no.
Has anybody put a blanket on that guy, put him to bed? I haven't seen anybody do it. And so, I mean, you can talk about some of these things. I mean, Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib will be in the lineup this time. You know, he wasn't there the last time. I mean, they're going to have their best corners out there. They invested heavily in the offseason with those guys. A lot of people question whether they're the best team type of guys. But they love Wade Phillips. You know, they love Wade playing for him. And so they brought those two players and Ndamukong Suh to get over this hump, to get through the NFC to the Super Bowl. I mean, it was pure and simple. They were going to invest in and raise the stakes here and get the best players possible to win a Super Bowl. So this is the biggest test that those three players have had since they've been a Ram. And I'm sure that's what Sean McVay is telling them. I'm sure that's what Wade Phillips is telling all three of those guys. Look, we wrote you a big check this year so that you can play your best football in the biggest game that we're going to play so far. And I would say that that's something to look for in this game.
Brian Baldinger, you can follow him at BaldyNFL. Baldy, thanks so much for being with us, man. We always love the information, and hope you have a great time this weekend.
Hey, my pleasure, Zach. Take care, Deuce. I'll see you guys down the road. Maybe I'll see you guys in Atlanta, okay?
That would be nice.
Thanks, Baldy.
All right.
Cheers to that.
You bet, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.